What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
There's a little story here that I just want to celebrate. I think it's wonderful. This came out in Saturday's Cairns Postium. There'll be people who remember the Yellow Crazy Ant nightmare. And it all began on this, as this radio program's concerned, with a call from one Frank Teota, who said, "John, you won't believe these bloody things. They're horrible and they sting and they put the acid in the eyes of anything they come across, including my dog. And they sting human beings with their acid as well, and it's just awful. And they were destroying all sorts of things, including wildlife in some of those beautiful areas down along the range there around Edmonton way. They suddenly expanded all over the place really quickly. Said, it's an emergency, we've got to get help from the government." Now, he made quite a few calls along those lines. We also did some television for Channel 7 on Friday nights, the same sort of thing. And fundamentally, I didn't know till recently, to his great credit, Frank Teota was sending copies of those interviews down south to Parliament House. And eventually, we got a response, and then the whole battle started. And it's been a long, hard battle. But in the early stages, he engaged a lady by the name of Lucy Carger. Said, "Lucy, I need a hand with this," and some other people as well. But Lucy was like a lieutenant. God, she was wonderful and so energised. And then we eventually saw the formation of the Yellow Crazy Eradication Program. Now, this is what it said in the Cairns Post on Saturday. "A Cairns team is celebrating a world first with the eradication of invasive yellow crazy ants from a record area of land." Now, the ants, one of the 100 worst invasive species in the world, were cleared from more than 365 hectares of land, more than four times the previous record. Now, the areas now free of them include sections of Wet Tropics World Heritage Rainforest and 615 homes in Bentley Park. Wet Tropics Management Authority Yellow Crazy Ant Eradication Program Manager. It's a hell of a title. This is Lucy Carger. She said community involvement was key to the team's success. Anyway, it's a wonderful article here talking about what a battle it was, and also, of course, screaming from the rooftops how effective Lucy was. Hello, Lucy Carger, and congratulations.
Thank you so much, John.
Take you right back to the early days. Gee, it was a cliff face you were facing down there at the start of this campaign, wasn't it?
It was, and you really summed it up beautifully, John. Your support as well was solid throughout that whole period as well, and Frank was just amazing. The program wouldn't be where it's at without that commitment and the support and waving the flag, and for all the work that Frank did throughout all that time. We've come a long way.
Well, exactly. And I remember Frank saying to me one day, "Listen, I'm really flat out, but I've got this Bute deputy," or whatever he called you that day. "She's just such a hard worker. She's totally focused. Can she do the interview today?" I think it was a television interview, if I remember right. And you said, "Yeah, no issues." Mm-hmm. In came Lucy Carger. And it was just like you'd been, you know, part of it since Frank started it on that day when he became aware of how dangerous they were. Tell me about those early days and just how challenging the whole thing seemed.
Well, I remember walking around Frank's place and the rainforest up behind his place and numerous other areas, and we saw ants were just covering the ground for as far as you could see, falling out of the trees up and down the tree trunk.
No.
Decimating the wildlife and really impacting people's livelihoods, impacting the sugarcane. So it was an easy thing to become very quickly passionate about,
yes.
John. And when you had someone that like Frank who was as passionate as he is about that too, it was hard not to get involved and to be really committed to it. And the program has since then just built with a number of similar-minded people, actually, who are very committed to their work and do their job really well. So to see us come this far, which is longer than we anticipated it would take, is for me, it makes me feel fantastic that we've been able to achieve this, because you remember in the early days when we would do some treatment rounds and we would look at the ground and think, well, why aren't the ant numbers dropping down? So it took us a little while to get the treatment timing right, the product right, the permits correct, and we know what we're doing, and it's highly effective now, and we've been able to eradicate large areas from what was originally there.
Now, Lucy, most people listening haven't got a clue about why these things are so dangerous, the devastation that they cause. How do they inflict, for example, the pain on their target? It could be a bird, it could be other insects, it could be a human being, a human being's pet. Tell me why they're so horrible to come into contact with.
Well, when they're in large numbers, John, they spray formic acid from the abdomen, and when they're in large numbers, they will spray that to subdue their prey. So if you are a frog or a snake or a invertebrate or another animal in the rainforest, that's what would happen. You would be sprayed by the formic acid, you'd be overrun by the ants, you would die, or you would die from starvation or blindness, and they would completely overwhelm you. And for larger animals, they're displaced. For people, they couldn't use their yards. A lady I remember phoned me all those years ago looking out her screen back door and said, "I've got a toddler and I can't take her outside. What are you going to do about this?" And of course, you know, through Frank, our connections with the sugar industry, a lot of farmers were impacted with their sugar cane as well.
Yeah.
They'd be boiling out of the ground and creating sooty mould on the leaves of the sugar cane plants and whatnot. So it was impacting so many different people, and it needed a coordinated approach. And that's also where Frank helped, because we needed funding to create a bigger program to be able to employ people to make a coordinated approach and involve everyone. So we've come that far, and everyone still, from those early days, have just provided that support to help us achieve this, which is incredible.
You mentioned this blindness. They actually target, for example, animals or birds or whatever. Do they actually target their eyes so that they make them blind, or is that coincidental?
Well, good question. I think they will just spray randomly in defence or an attack. I'm not the expert, but I do know that from what we knew in the early days that, well, because, for example, some of the animals are very sensitive, some with their skin too, so if it's absorbed through their skin, it's obviously very, it burns. For people walking through those areas, if they had a small cut on their leg, for example, when ant numbers are so high, that would also be, you know, cause a sting.
Do you know, there's the environmental aspect too. I'm so pleased you've touched on that too, because this was for a whole lot of people that care about that beautiful area down there. They could devastate the wildlife, couldn't they, and the insect life.
Yeah, and we were seeing that. And I remember you would be walking through the forest and it would be silent. You wouldn't have the normal sounds or the buzz of insects like you would normally walking through the forest. It was silent, eerily silent. Mm. Now that, you know, the ant numbers have dropped over the years, we're seeing and hearing all that come back through in these areas, which is wonderful.
Mm. Now, that leads me to the next question. I mean, how much more is there to do? Is there any understanding of just how much more there is to be achieved?
Yep, okay, so we've just declared the additional 365 hectares. In total, we've eradicated 455 hectares. The area that's remaining is a little under 2,300. Mm. So about two-thirds of that, we are no longer seeing yellow crazy ants, or they're in very low numbers and we're doing spot treatment. So about 37% is left that requires broad-scale treatment. Program does need to continue, but we're really breaking the back of it and seeing ant numbers decrease across the majority of the area. Mm. Our latest detection was in Goldsborough, and where the helicopter is down there today doing some aerial treatment across the Goldsborough infestation and out at another infestation at Green Hill. So for people who are out and about today in that area, they might see the helicopter buzzing around. Mm. We've got our comms team, the communications team has a pop-up on the corner of Downing and Goldsborough Road until 12. If anyone has any questions, they can go out there today and ask our team some questions. So as far as what's left, we've still got some time to go. The program needs to continue. But in what we've been able to achieve, John, in the last 10 years, has been quite significant. As long as it has taken, we've been able to break that global record, which we hadn't been aware of until we were talking to the CSIRO about it. And they said, "You realise?" So it's wonderful that we've been able to break that global world record of yellow crazy ant eradications. And in the next few months to June, we're actually eradicating a further 100 hectares from some more residential areas at Bentley Park. Mm. Actually, last week we delivered a thank you card to all those 615 residents who have been with us for the time that we've been treating in Bentley Park. We dropped a little DL flyer saying thank you for your support. And really what we wanted to say is just that for the years that people have been involved in the program, we couldn't have been able to do it without having access to people's property and to do treatment and to do surveys.
Gee, thank God you had that whole community behind you. You're to be congratulated, Lucy Carger, and also all those people that got behind you to create this wonderful record. And, of course, the bloke that started it all, Frank Teodo, hopefully he's listening today, but he's always busy, isn't he?
Yeah, I hope he's listening too. Someone may have recorded it, of course.
Hopefully.
And I'll drop him a line.
Oh, good on you, Lucy. Thank you. Once again, congratulations. That's Lucy Carger. She's been so instrumental in that terrific record. Not entirely eradicated the yellow crazy ants yet, but we can just hope and pray ultimately that will be not too far into the future.